Lecturer Abby Williams reads in public.
I sort of took it for granted that I knew how to do that. Didn't really think very much about it. And then I started to do more public things, performances.
What was wrong with your performance as far as you were concerned?
Well, I thought that I just sounded a bit flat. And I also was aware that I just had no idea what it was supposed to sound like. So when people said things like, speak from your belly, or use your diaphragm, or rise at the beginning and go down, and then I had absolutely no idea what they were talking about. I just thought, I know how to read, I can do this.
And so you turn to Steve.
Steve Hudson is a voice coach with firm views on the messiness of modern communication.
Kids are using, or not just kids, adults as well, using rising inflections, leaving sentences open, talking too fast. I mean, I was at the City of London Library running a seminar, and I asked them, who thinks they talk too fast? And 90% of them put their hand up.
So if you're an academic leading a seminar with 12 students around you, or somebody standing on a stage giving a presentation to hundreds, even thousands of people, you're saying the same vocal techniques, the same vocal rules apply.
Absolutely, yeah. It's the very foundation of it. Well, it's the rules to follow. There's nothing overly dramatic about it or complicated. It's simply, what do you do at the end of a sentence? I mean, for example, most people run one sentence into the next with no differential. How to slow down?
And the physical action of speaking, have you changed the way you do that or not?
I think I I have definitely realised that you have to find the low bit of your voice. I don't know what that's called in technical terms, but the lower bit of your voice.
The growly bit.
The growly bit. Yeah. So I thought you couldn't really change your voice how it came out of your mouth. It was just like that at 10:30 in the morning, and like that at 4:15 in the afternoon, and that was it. And I learnt how to speed up and slow down and do something in 8 seconds or 16 seconds. And that was quite useful, realising you haven't just got fast or slow, you've got bits in between. I practice to my children.
And your chocolate advert voice is?
Is, have you ever tasted a chocolate like paradise?
And your children go,
Mum, stop it, stop now, now, stop. Naturalism is something that needs to be learned. You have got to do gestures, and you have got to raise your voice and lower your voice and point, but do it in a natural kind of way. It's always this balance between theatricality and naturalism, I think, in this idea of reading out aloud.
Word of Mouth was presented and produced in Bristol by Chris Ledyard.